Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts. Aww. He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and you're going to be glad you did because we got our good friend Barbara Weltman back with us. Barbara is an original member of our Brain Trust. She is a tax attorney by profession. She is, but also she is one of the world's experts on small business taxes. She's written all the books, including Small Business Taxes 2009, J.K. Lasser's books, and J.K. Lasser's 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks 2009. And she's our good friend, Barbara Weltman. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot. And the 2010 book should be out next month or so.
All right. Good for you. Looking forward to getting my copy. So, Barbara, we got dates coming up. Talk to us.
Oh, well, there are tax actions that you have to take or you miss out. And one is that if you don't have a qualified retirement plan for your business and you want to do something for your employees, something that's not going to cost the company a lot but will allow your staff to put some money aside, you might want to think about a simple plan. It's exclusively for small businesses. And because of notice requirements, you have to do it by October 1st if you want the plan for 2009.
So you've just got a day or so.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Today and tomorrow.
That's right. So talk to a financial institution that offers these plans so you could sign the paperwork if you want the plan. If not, you still have time to adopt other kinds of plans for 2009.
Right. So you got to send notice by October 1st.
Right.
And then what do you do after that?
Well, then this allows the employees opportunity to put their part of their salaries into the plan, and then you have time to do the required matching contributions that the employer has to make.
Right. Okay. And what else? What other dates?
Well, then October 15th is looming for many people.
Let me stop you for a second. Remind us now, which one of the plans are qualified for that, are required the October 1st date? This is for 2010, right?
No, this is for 2009.
Okay, so you can do it. This is for 2009.
This is for 2009, and this is a simple plan.
Right.
Savings incentive.
Just a simple
match plan for employees.
Right.
So
S-I-M-P-L-E,
simple plan.
All right.
And that it's just for that. And the simple plan is, it could be a simple IRA, simple 401k. And essentially, it's like a regular 401k in that most of the money that goes into the plan comes from employees who put part of their salary into the plan rather than taking it in cash now.
And that's the only one really that requires this early notification.
Exactly. This is very unique for this plan.
The others are almost in arrears, aren't they?
Well, the other plans, for most plans, including profit sharing and regular 401ks, you have until the end of the year for this year. And for SEP plans, SEPs, you have until the extended due date of the return. So, for example, if you didn't set up a plan for 2008 and you're on a filing extension for your 2008 income tax return, and you were profitable, you want to sock money away for 2008, you can set up and fund your 2008 contribution by October 15th of this year.
Interesting. All right, so that's you'd think that they'd get everything on one schedule, wouldn't you, Barbara? I mean, why all these different dates and everything? Any idea?
Well, I think that because all of these different plans came into the law at different times, so it's sort of a patchwork approach where, let's add this, and then they just do the rules. They don't try to match them to what already exists. So each sort of stands alone.
But you would think that they'd come up with something. And I know I'm trying to be logical here, and that's a little illogical when dealing with the government. But you'd think that they'd come up with something that sort of fits in a little bit more with everything else. But anyway,
well, there are over about two dozen definitions of small business in the tax code, and they're all different.
Yeah.
Why would we expect kind of uniformity here?
It's a quixotic quest, isn't it, for me to try to be logical and reasonable when dealing with the government, especially with a tax code. Forget about it. Okay, so October 15th.
So October 15th, if you've gotten a filing extension for your 2008 income tax return and you're a sole proprietor or a business owner, individual, this is the drop-dead time to file. You have to file by October 15th. You can't get another extension.
Right.
And if you file after October 15th, you're going to pay late filing penalties.
Okay. All right. And
well,
that's the personal.
That's the personal, but for most small business owners, they pay tax on their business income, on their personal
returns.
Because
of the way most small business owners are structured legally. We'll take a quick break. Right back with Barbara Weltman after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Anything under the small business sun, we've got something right there you can listen to or read. You can ask questions, you get answers, and lots of stuff will help you with your small business. And, of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Barbara Weltman is our guest, our good friend, the author of J.K. Lasser's 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks, depending on what year you're in. I'm looking at the 2009 edition. 2010 editions of her tax books are coming out any day now, and she's our tax expert on small business. Barbara, you were talking about... We're talking about dates. We're trying to help people get some things in their mind about tax planning. Remember, folks, on the simple plan, you got another day or two till tomorrow, I guess, to wrap up and to notify the IRS that you want to do a simple plan, and that there's some plans, Barbara, that you have to get registered and completed by the end of the year, right?
That's true. If you want to have a profit-sharing plan, let's say, or a 401k plan, or maybe you want the old-fashioned pension defined benefit plan, believe it or not, that's still useful for many professionals use it.
Are those kind of coming back a little bit?
Well, interestingly enough...
My financial planner folks are telling me that they're kind of coming just not in a wholesale way, but just in targeted ways.
Well, actually, there's a new kind of option for small business. It's exclusively for small business. They call it a DBK. It combines a defined benefit plan with a 401k.
That sounds like a Burger King sandwich or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of I don't know if you want to call it a gimmick or whatever, but it's sort of interesting because it allows for a modest kind of pension, and pension is good because it's fixed.
Right.
It's not dependent on how well the investments perform.
Mm-hmm.
With the 401k that does grow depending on investment performance. So this is an opportunity for small businesses.
And so
there are no regulations or guidance out yet. So we got to kind of wait and see.
So this is brand new.
Brand new.
Well, so and folks, let's make sure that we help people, because sometimes I think people who don't think about these things, people who have a life, not like me, Barbara, they don't think about these things all the time. A defined benefit plan. Tell us what that is.
A defined benefit plan is really the old kind of pension plan, where you say when you retire at such and such an age, you're going to get such and such every month.
Right. And a defined contribution is different.
And the defined contribution is you say, I'm going to put away X amount every year, and what I'll have on retirement depends on how the contribution investments perform.
Yeah, who knows?
Right.
So it's very intuitive. If you just think about the words, folks, the words should help you understand which one is which. And of course, more and more retirement systems and plans have been moving toward the defined contribution and away from the defined benefits, all the with the exception of what we were just talking about with this DBK plan. And when is that going to be become eligible? When are people going to become eligible for that?
Well, it's around, but there's no guidance yet. So nobody's doing anything yet.
Right.
And I don't think that the plans have actually been created by the financial institutions yet. We all have to kind of keep our eyes open.
So somebody then has to, not only does it have to pass Congress, not only does it then have to be promulgated by the IRS, but somebody then has to build a product for it to sell to people, right?
Exactly, and that's what we're kind of waiting for.
So it's a big process. It's a manufacturing process, basically, isn't it? All right, what are some other things we need to know about our tax planning?
Well, we're about to enter the final quarter of the year, and this is the time when you really want to step back, take a look at how you've done, and then do whatever kind of last-minute tax planning you want to engage in. There are things that you can do within your control, certain discretionary kinds of expenditures that you might want to make. In other words, is this the year you want to buy the new truck? Or do you want to wait till next year? And you want to look at the tax rules that are in place now, what's in place next year. Think about the tax rates that are in place now, what could be in place next year. We don't, nobody knows that.
What's your hunch about?
My hunch is, well, we do know, we have gotten estimates of what the cost of living adjustments to tax rules for next year will be. And basically, there's very, very modest increases. So the brackets aren't going to change too much.
When are the Bush tax cuts going to expire? Next year? Into next year?
They're set to expire at the end of 2010.
Yeah.
So the favorable capital gains rates and the tax brackets that we know now, that the top 35% rate, is still set to run through 2010.
Right.
But with that said, anything's really up for grabs.
Right. And there's no telling. I mean, there's no telling what could happen after that. And of course, that's also the year that the estate tax resets, isn't it?
Well,
after 2010.
Yeah, actually, for 2010, for people who die in 2010, there's no estate tax. There's no federal estate tax.
It's been dwindling. It's been dwindling down. They've been cutting it lower and lower, all the way up to next year. But then, incredibly, folks, without any sense of shame, and our Congress gave us this other thing. Barbara, tell us about what happens in 2011.
Well, if Congress doesn't take any action, then the rules that were in effect prior to the 2001 Tax Act come back, meaning you have $1 million exemption.
Back to where it was basically before they started this whole thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. And without any sense of shame, only the UN, only our government would do something like this, folks. It's unbelievable. So you need to plan your demise here, folks, so your taxes don't need. I'm just kidding, folks. I'm sorry. It just amazes me the way Washington does business. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back.
For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. We're visiting with our good friend Barbara Weltman, the author of J.K. Lasseter's books on taxes, including 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks, including Small Business Taxes, including Guide for Tough Times, etc., etc. Barbara, how many books have you written over the last years?
Oh, I don't know. You know, the textbooks have to get updated every year, and we've worked on a new one, which is going to be coming out, which is all about the new tax law,
right?
And that'll be out late this year.
And I want you to talk to us about that in a minute, but before we go there, I want you to give us the website, tell us how we can find you, and remind me, tell the audience about your radio show.
Sure, you can find me, and you can also find out about my radio show at my website, BarbaraWeltman.com. My radio show is Build Your Business, and it's on WSRadio.com every Monday from 4 to 5 Eastern Time, and you can also listen to podcasts of it or archived through my website.
And I've been a guest on her show. It's outstanding. Folks, I encourage you to check it out and benefit from it. And then BarbaraWeltman.com, that's where they can find they can sign up for your daily tip, too, right?
I have an idea of the day that you can get and a monthly newsletter, Big Ideas for Small Business.
So check it out, folks. It's good stuff. Everything Barbara does is outstanding, as you know, because we've been working together now. Barbara, we're in our 12th year. You know?
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. And so we appreciate it. And by the way, you and I are going to see each other tomorrow night.
Yes, we will.
We're
going to
be
New
together
York.
At the New York Enterprise Report's annual soiree in New York City.
That's correct.
So I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing you again as always. Okay, Barbara, talk to us about some of these changes you were telling us about, some of the new tax law.
Well, one of the things I just wanted to talk about that I think people should just keep an eye out for is the fact that there are many business tax breaks that are going to expire at the end of this year unless Congress does something mm-hmm. about it, and they're not focused on it. Mm-hmm. So, for example, retail and restaurant establishments that want to make leasehold improvements, the opportunity will expire to be able to write those costs off over 15 years rather than having to depreciate it over 39 years. So that break will expire at the end of this year.
That's cutting your deductions in half, and we all know that in a commercial setting, 15 years is a maximum that you're going to get out of most leasehold improvements.
Absolutely.
You probably won't even get that much, and surely you don't need to be stretching it out over 40 years.
You bet. But
you're saying that you believe this is work that Congress should be paying attention to, but they're not. They're focused more on the health care reform.
Absolutely, and the research credit, one of the most important tax breaks. But a lot done by small business
to help keep our country innovative and in the forefront of technology.
Absolutely, and without that tax break, a lot of businesses have been reluctant to budget for and plan ahead for increasing research.
So instead of taking care of business, they're spending an awful lot of time trying to do something in a few months that we've taken 200 years to build, which is our health care system. They're trying to redirect it in a matter of a few months instead of getting down to business. I wonder how they're going to. Are they actually paying attention to the budgets, Barbara? Do you know?
You're not hearing anything about
no.
it. That's for sure.
No. You bring up a good point, Barbara. I wonder if it'll be interesting to me to see what kind of lurching and everything is being done at the end of the year to do the job that we sent them there to do.
Well, they're sort of, you're exactly right, that they're just not taking care of business. I mean, this is the basic stuff. You talked about the estate tax earlier, we talked about tax rates, we talked about these various tax provisions, and everything's up in the air.
You know, Barbara, if I don't do my job, I don't get paid. How about you?
I think
part of this revolution that we got coming up should be requiring them to do certain things by certain dates, or we just don't pay them. What do you think?
Well, I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Yeah,
that's
I think that's
sure.
going to be when I'm president. That's what we're going to do, Barbara. You back me up on that, won't you?
You got my vote,
Barbara. I got 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Last thought. You know, I know people don't like to think about their taxes, but really, it's what's going to make the difference in your bottom in what you get to take and keep after all your hard efforts. So it really it pays to know what's going on, what's new, what's expiring, and make an appointment now to meet with your tax advisor.
Absolutely. Is the Section 179 direct expensing still there this year?
The big $250,000 limit is there this year. Next year, if they don't do anything, it's going to go back to, it's set to be $134,000.
After this year or after next year?
Yeah.
After this year, it'll go down, or after next year?
After this year, it's going to go down.
So after 2009, it goes back down from 250.
Exactly right.
Thank you, Barbara. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. BarbaraWeltman.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.